As early as tomorrow, the first of more than 130,000 Holocaust survivors from around the world will be compensated for slave labor under the Nazis. Each survivor will get about $3,000 as part of a settlement between German companies and the Jews forced to work for them during World War II. At $400 million, it's the largest single Holocaust distribution ever made. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Eugene Leibowitz is a big, cheerful man who lives in a sunny suburban Miami condo overlooking Biscayne Bay. Retired now, he made a small fortune in the shoe business, but soon he'll be getting a check for $3,000 in the mail.
I am receiving this compensation from the Germans because I happen to be one of the slaves that worked in a concentration camp in Auschwitz, okay, and in Birkenau.
Leibowitz still has the tattoo the Nazis gave him as a 15-year-old entering Auschwitz.
I was given a number. I didn't even have a name at that time. My number is A9297.
Leibowitz put in grueling days working at a munitions plant for a huge German company named IG Farben, getting nothing in return but a daily bowl of soup and a slice of bread. He was finally liberated by U.S. troops in 1945. He says that even now, nearly 60 years later, the money can't replace that lost time.
You can never close the book. It's impossible, okay? It's, like I said to you, it's a token of some acknowledgement, okay, that they acknowledge and they do certain things during World War II, and hopefully it should not happen again.
The money is being distributed by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. The New York-based organization represents Holocaust survivors. The cash itself comes from a fund the German government and more than 6,000 German and European companies agreed to set up in 2000. This week's payout is the last of more than $1.3 billion that has been sent to Holocaust survivors over the past 3 years. Gideon Taylor is the executive vice president of the Claims Conference. He says business involvement is what makes this restitution plan different.
German industry had taken the position that it was simply a tool of the government, was forced to carry out these slave labor programs. What this program showed, what the historical record now shows, is the German industry was part and parcel of that slave labor machine.
Holocaust historian Michael Barenbaum says two main factors helped end German business opposition to making restitution. First, new research by the Claims Conference and others has forced many German companies to acknowledge that at the time they willingly acted as corporate slave masters. And two, enough time has passed so that a new generation of executives now controls those companies.
The corporate people involved today, remember, were not the corporate people involved then. You know, they weren't personally guilty, so this is a matter of, our business screwed up then, we did X, Y, and Z, let's settle it, get it behind us, go on to the next problem.
And time was running out for meaningful restitution as well. The average age of a Holocaust survivor is now 79 years old. For many, the money will help make their final years more physically comfortable and give them the mental comfort of knowing they've received some small measure of justice. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.